Hello and welcome to all dear traders. I hope you're doing well. Today, we want to talk about an issue that may pose a challenge in our business operations. We source most of our products from Iran. This is because Iran is a country with a favorable production situation. The energy and labor costs there are lower than the global average, naturally resulting in a reduction in the production costs of the product. Many of the products have natural resources, which leads to lower raw material prices there. And consequently, Iran's production situation has significant cost advantages. On the other hand, considering that Iran doesn't have a highly prominent business structure, its capacity is largely untapped, and many people are unfamiliar with its manufactured products. This provides an opportunity to work on these untapped capabilities and capacities without facing intense competition. If you think about the Chinese market or developed countries, they have been working for years and most of their capacities are well established. Many of their products have become brands and you may not have a specific competitive edge or unique options from them. However, in Iranian products, these capacities exist. Another noteworthy point is the high flexibility in Iranian productions. This means that you can make changes in the type of production, its formulation, packaging, and many other parameters. This flexibility enhances the potential capacity for significant growth in your operations. In addition to all of these, Arad branding, with its considerable capacity, numerous collaborators, and a wide range of producers, practically puts any product you desire at your disposal. This creates a very high working capacity for you. However, there are some concerns when working with Iran. Perhaps the most significant concern is related to the discussions about sanctions, the issues surrounding sanctions, and the challenges faced by Iran. Whether these challenges are legitimate or not, whether they are justified or unjustified, as it is a commercial space, we do not want to delve into it at the moment, and you can learn about them later in the long run. However, let's discuss the sanctions themselves. One point to note about sanctions is that the Iranian government is sanctioned by Western governments, and this includes the government, not the people. The government, as the responsible entity for projects such as oil or heavy industries, is subject to sanctions, and there are limitations on its accounts and activities. However, our organization, being a completely private entity with no affiliations to any institution, NGO, or government, not only in Iran but anywhere in the world, faces no restrictions. Why? Because we can enter into any kind of contract we desire in almost any country, receive payments from our customers, interact with our audience, and deliver goods and services worldwide without any constraints. Indeed, one of the most crucial aspects of Arad branding, or the winning point for Arad branding, is its global structure. We have active representatives anywhere in the world, the ability to hold meetings, the capability to enter into contracts, the facility to receive payments, and the capability to deliver goods and services. We can receive payments in dollars, euros, dinars, dirhams, reals, liras, or any currency of your choice, and there will be no restrictions in this regard. So, do not let your mind be entangled in discussions about sanctions in any way. However, there is a point to consider: as our trader, representative, and partner, you are aware of this matter. Working with us yields results in due time. However, your audience, the person you intend to contract with, might initially associate Iran with some negative connotations, and the concerns and fears that might have existed for you initially could shape in their mind, causing potential issues. What should we do here? Our suggestion is this: in the initial interactions, do not mention anything about Iran to your audience, and avoid explicitly stating that the product is from Iran. Keep it discreet initially. Start negotiations with it like any other product. If asked about the origin of the goods, loosely refer to various origins available for your products based on your country. Eventually, if they ask specifically that where is it made in, or about the location, it is highly unlikely that they ask this, but it's like having a brand like Apple, which is entirely American but is produced in China, or cars brands that belong to a specific country but have manufacturing plants in different countries. Therefore, you shouldn't run into any issues, or you should be fine. However, if there is insistence on knowing the origin or made-in location, then at that point, you can mention that the goods are made in Iran, since you've already engaged with them, highlighting your advantages and explained your winning points. The concerns would likely be much less. If you ensure that the payment is not directly going to Iran, but rather to an account outside Iran, their concern would further be alleviated and the potential issues minimized. So, in your introductions and communications with your audience, don't bring up Iran initially. Let it be something you discuss in the final stages when your advantages are fully understood and the benefits of working with you are clear to the audience. Now, they just have a question about how sanctions won't be a problem, and you will explain to them how you handle banking procedures, manage documents, and address all their concerns. After that, come and explain to them where the goods are supposed to be sent from. Pay attention to these points in your negotiations. Given the high potential of your activities, with these specific details, you can achieve very good results and reach the excellent income you have in mind from starting this cooperation. Good luck and have a great time.